She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Well, a big game on Sunday. Got to get Mal's pick on things and see what's going on with her. How you doing, Mal? Good morning.
I'm doing fantastic, and how are you all doing?
We are doing great. Now, of course, we're going to get to your pick, but you have a new puppy at your house.
Aww. Yes, I do. Little Toby.
Oh, he's pretty cute,
yes,
too.
He is
wicked, wicked cute. And how old is he, by the way?
He just turned 10 weeks yesterday.
Okay, and so you had to do what this morning?
I had to be as quiet as I could to not wake the puppy, and I kind of put on some weird Walmart shoes and tiptoed to the garage.
Yeah.
So I would not wake precious little Toby.
I know. It's so true.
My arms are shredded, by the way.
I know. I love them because, you know, I'm going through it too right now.
Yeah, but exactly.
Even I understand the biting because they want to chew so bad on everything at this age. And then it's every morning he wants to get up when I go to work.
I bet.
Which is just thrilling when I leave to everybody left behind, by the way.
Sorry about that.
Oh. Ken has left the building.
I know, and he is quite upset. So the kids loving Toby, by the way? I'm sure they are.
But, you know, my son is supposed to take care of him.
Yeah.
He does it because he bites and slams the door in his face. You know, things like that. But so...
Yeah, it's the same way in our house. The kids are like, yeah, I want to play with him. I come back in the room 10 minutes later, he's back in the kennel. Why? He was biting me. Like, we can't live in here, guys.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
All right. Of course, Super Bowl Sunday, Mal. And what are you cooking, by the way?
Well, I'm going to my brother's like I do every year.
Yep.
And I'm undecided, but today we're having the fake tailgate party at Corporate America.
Yes, your favorite.
Oh, you know how I just love that. And now that I'm in management, I feel like I need to be supportive of the tailgate party. So I'm making a pasta salad, and I'm wearing a jersey today. So I'm fully going to be participating in the fake tailgate party at work.
Why do I think it's a Jay Cutler Bears jersey?
It's a Lance Briggs. My Urlacher one, I ordered from China.
Yeah.
And so the colors don't match. The numbers actually go across my butt.
Right.
So I need to reinvest in my favorite bear of all time, Brian Urlacher.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I will be participating with a fake smile across my face. You know, especially cold and flu season. Come on.
Yes.
You know, so.
This is dangerous.
So, let's all share the pasta salad.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds fun, Mal. All right. So we got, of course, Philly and New England in the big game on Sunday. So what do you think? Who's going to win this one?
Oh, boy. Well, I think I will say this much. I was all in with the Jags. Like, I was their favorite or the number one fan at Rookies a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And when New England won, I threw a little baby fit, and it was almost, I'm embarrassed now. I'm just so tired of the Patriots. I mean, everybody is, you know, except Patriots fans. But, I mean, their level of excellence is just unbelievable. I mean, how do they keep doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And can they keep doing it?
Yeah.
You know, and then Colleen actually triggered me yesterday to do some further research on something.
Oh,
what?
It was on the comment about Tom Brady and his water intake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So what I did was I'm like, I need to know more about this diet of his. So I looked, and he drinks 25 glasses of water a day. And he chugs a 20-ouncer right when he wakes up with his TB12 electrolytes that he puts in him. And he eats, like, only 20% meat and veggies and seeds and nuts, and he craps pine cones.
Yeah. Yeah, he attempted to sell his diet, and I don't think it worked because I don't think anybody else could handle it.
No.
I mean, he's something else, you know. He got that cut on his hand that just, like, zipped back up. He's just like...
Yes.
He's perfect. But, I mean, I have to say, though, as a sports fan, stepping outside of, you know, whatever, he's just amazing. I can't get over how good the guy is.
Yeah. I mean, there's no denying the excellence. Mm-hmm. There isn't.
Nope, unfortunately. You know,
even throwing a little cheating.
Yeah.
it's not all cheating.
No, right, I mean, no, like, it's not. Catching that.
When people say that, I'm like, okay, come on. It's not all cheating.
There's some.
Yeah, no, there has been. Yeah.
And it's just, it's excellence. It's the, you know, all of us should have less than world when you're confident everything goes your way, right?
Yeah, it seems to.
Until the leisure suit goes out of style or something.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, the last I saw, the Patriots were favored by 4.5. I don't know if that's still the case. And the big question mark for the Patriots this week was Gronk and if he was going to play because he's been in concussion protocol all week.
Right.
And he is going to play. They announced it last night, and he announced it to his fans, don't worry, I'm back, you know.
Yep, right. Mm-hmm.
So, and it was only slightly slurred, so I'm sure it's fine.
Well, I was just happy when they said he suffered a brain injury. We were like, well, Gronk has a brain. That's shocking.
It sounds like a baby rattle, but it's there.
Oh, man.
But Gronk's back. Their running game, though, to me, I'm not highly impressed with the running game, but I say that every year. Somehow that's what gets them Super Bowl victories.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles are a team that they can stop the run. And they can, you know, I think if the Patriots, they just need to concentrate on airing it out. And they're going to fool us with something and throw the Eagles off, because that's what they do. But the Eagles, they're the number one defense on third down, on stopping third down conversions. And I think that's kind of key when you're playing a team like the Patriots. And Nick Foles is the new Case Keenum, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
He had the game of his life, and he incinerated the Vikings and just broke the hearts of those poor fans everywhere. And it made me happy.
Right.
but the Eagles, the one thing that's going to... They do need to establish some type of run. They have to... And for those people at the party that act like they know what they're talking about, and they say, oh, nice run by Blount, just so you know, it's Blunt.
Yep.
little tip for all you whatevers out
there.
There
you go, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. But what's going to happen is it's going to be, I think the Eagles could break out to an early lead because the Patriots like to come back and be dramatic and all of that, you know. The Eagles' defense is impressive, but so is New England. And I've talked to a lot of people and asked their opinions, and a lot of people think that the Eagles can do it. And I actually feel that the Eagles can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I really do. But, you know, we know how great I've been picking these playoff games. And every time I go against the Patriots, it's wrong. But looking at it, I just don't see how there's any possible way that the Patriots will be denied. I just don't see it. I think that they're going to go out, and it's going to be sixth Super Bowl win for Tom Brady. So I am picking the Patriots to win 30-24 over the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, there you go.
Well, be a good game.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
Colleen's got money riding on it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, it's pool money.
Right.
Don't give her, you know, gambling credit here.
Right. No, I have no. Right. Yeah. I don't have a bookie. There's nothing official happening.
Now, that is what we're hoping for someday, that she'll go all the way that way and have her own bookie.
Yes.
Yeah, I really hope she does. And I'll tell you one thing. I think the Eagles will get you close, and they're just going to break your hearts, Colleen. I'm sorry. You're going to be feeling that money you'll have spent, and it'll be ripped out of your hands by the scarred hand of Tom Brady.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I got to say, go Patriots.
Mal, the sports gal. Thanks, Mal. Have a great weekend. Mal. We appreciate it.
You too. Go Eagles.
All right, bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.